And welcome back, everybody. Episode number 21 of the Announcers Schedules Podcast. It's here. It's live. We got a lot to do today on the pod, Announcers Schedules. I'm Mike Gill. Phil DeMont Mollen, he is the face and the voice behind the Announcer Skeds Twitter handle. We got a bunch for you. Don't forget, before we get to all the assignments this week, rate, review, subscribe. We're part of the Sports Media Watch podcast feed where you can check out multiple podcasts, including Tell Me a Story I Don't Know. George Offman this week has a great play-by-player. And TJ and John have their pod out talking a little bit about all of the news that's going on. Of course, we'll hit on it as well. Jim Nance with big news. We get into that. The NFL, college football, baseball's World Series, the NBA, and the NHL are back in full swing. Phil, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. A big news week in the world of announcers. Yeah, you mentioned George's podcast. Looking forward to listening to that with Lisa Byington of Milwaukee Bucks television, and also does a lot of work for Big Ten Network, both college football and college basketball over the years, CBS Sports as well. And then, yeah, the big Jim Nance news and plenty to talk about across the world of sports and World Series time as well.
Let's start with Jim Nance. He made the announcement. Andrew Marchand broke the story. It's going to be his last Final Four in the spring of 2023 when they cut down the nets. Ian Eagle will take over as the new voice of the NCAA tournament. Jim Nance, the last Final Four.
Yeah, so Nance has made this decision. Sounds like it's based on wanting to spend more time with his family, age 63. And his legacy with this NCAA tournament is pretty amazing if you think just how far back it goes. First NCAA tournament in 1986. And that was a year after the field expanded to 64 teams. So he's been there pretty much since that initial expansion, was a studio host, and then became the play-by-play announcer beginning in 1991, succeeding Brent Musburger. And he's been there ever since in that role. And, I mean, that's an incredible run. And he will be sticking around for football, NFL with Tony Romo, PGA Golf, of course, in the Masters. So he's staying with CBS Sports, no surprise there, but, you know, has decided to make this his last Final Four, which, by the way, will be in Houston, Texas, which is, you know, where Nance is from. And, you know, he's got those roots from his college days there as well. So big news in the world of broadcasting. And I think the perfect choice as far as who succeeds Nance, Ian Eagle, who we've talked about a bunch on this show, just how excellent he is across the board, and big opportunity for him getting a major sporting event and taking on that Final Four. He's already been working the NCAA tournament for years, but he'll have the Final Four call moving forward after this year.
Yeah, and from my understanding, Jim Nance will remain as the trophy presenter. He is going to stick on and do that, but he will not call the play-by-play. Ian Eagle takes over, and Jim Nance, as you mentioned, will stay on the NFL and the Masters. It's interesting. He said, more time with his family. Really, Jim Nance just does those college basketball games. He does not generally do a full season of college basketball. Some people have always kind of mentioned that he just kind of pops in and does the biggest games, but he doesn't do a full season of college basketball generally. So, but for two things, him to remain the play-by-player for as long as he did, and that CBS had the platform for as long as they have. You don't see something stay that long. Now, it also kind of coincides with the championship games going to be on CBS this year, not TNT, or TBS. What do they air at the... What's the agreement? It's back and forth with CBS?
Yeah, back and forth between CBS and Turner. But, on CBS this time. Grand total, this will be his 32nd
Crazy.
Final Four in championship game. So just kind of like a really eye-opener there. You kind of take it for granted. You're in, you're out, that it's Nance yet again. But what a legacy. I'm sure there'll be plenty of tributes and as far as, you know, look-backs at all those calls and, you know, iconic moments and that kind of thing. But cool to see Ian Eagle get in this spot as well. You know, he's been the voice of the Brooklyn Nets for years, has done a bunch of NCAA tournament games, obviously NFL and NBA as well.
Had a great call this week in the NFL, by the way, on the Jet game.
Yeah, so Ian Eagle, a great spot for him, and happy for Ian, no doubt.
And Ian this week is on the Jets again as they take on the Patriots. We'll take a look at the NFL upcoming week number 8. We always start on Thursday night, as you guys know, the crew with the Amazon. But Westwood One Radio is going to be Kugler and Jason McCourty gets the assignment this week. That Thursday night radio has kind of shifted around a bunch.
Yeah, it has shifted around a few times, so we'll see Kugler and McCourty this time. Ravens at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. TJ Reeves will be there for the Tampa Bay Bucs radio network, and then of course Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and Kaylee Hartung. They finally got some scoring last week. We'll see if that continues this week with Ravens Bucs.
We have a Sunday game, and this is unique because it's an ESPN Plus only game, and this is that second ESPN team.
Yeah, this is that second Monday Night Football team. We saw them earlier in the season, and there's going to be even more inventory moving forward, including some postseason games for this group: Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick, and Laura Rutledge on the call there. But you'll have to get out your computers or your smartphones or tablets because it's an ESPN Plus broadcast.
We're listening on the radio. JP Shadrick and Mike Mayock on Westwood One. Now the Sunday slate. Why don't you take us through these 1 o'clock games?
Sure. 1 o'clock on the television side. We mentioned Jim Nantz. So, his first appearance, after this big announcement, he'll be on Steelers at Eagles up your way. Of course, along with Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson. Pats at Jets. You mentioned Ian Eagle. He's the play-by-player for that one with Charles Davis and Evan Washburn. Raiders at Saints. That's the Kevin Harlan game. Harlan continues a lot of travel. We'll touch on that a little later when we get to the NBA, but he'll be on the Raiders Saints games along with Trent Green. Dolphins at Lions, that's Andrew Catalan on play-by-play, former guest of the podcast. Bears Cowboys over on Fox, Adam Amin. So this is the Joe Davis, sort of trickle-down effect. Adam Amin has been working these now 2 weeks in a row with Daryl Johnston. So it'll be Amin, Johnston, and Pam Oliver on the Bears Cowboys game while Joe Davis is busy with the World Series. Chris Myers is on the Cardinals and Vikings game as the play-by-player. And then Kenny Albert over on Panthers Falcons.
All right, that's the 1 o'clock, the radio side, Sports USA. Josh Appel, Brandon Noble, Compass is Kevin Ray, Danny White. They've got the Patriots Jets on Sports USA. Compass is doing Bears and Cowboys. That's that Cowboys national feed that we've talked about a few times here on the pod. ESPN Radio has a 1 o'clock game. Mike Cousins, a veteran of the Announcer Schedules podcast, and D'Angelo Hall, a new name, is entered in. That's Cardinals and Vikings.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing that crew on ESPN Radio. Always a great production.
4 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of those later games. You got one, two, three, four. All four 4 o'clock games, excuse me, just three of the four are on radio. But what do we see on the TV side?
Yeah, the 4:05 game on CBS, that's the Greg Gumbel, Adam Archuleta, AJ Ross game, Titans, Texans. Then at 4:25, you've got three Fox games. The number one crew of Burkhart, Olsen, and Tom Rinaldi will be over on the Niners and Rams. Giants, Seahawks, Kevin Kugler and Mark Sanchez on that one. And then Commanders, Colts, Brandon Gaudin on the call there.
All right, and then Compass Media's got that Niners, Rams, Chris Carino, Brian Baldinger. That team generally stays together for Compass. Wayne Randazzo and Doug Plank. Sports USA has the Giants and Seahawks. And then ESPN Radio, Mark Kestisher, who's been on the Announcer Schedules podcast. Go back through the archives and look for that conversation. Kelly Stauffer and Fitzsimmons, that's your team for Commanders and Colts. And then Sunday night, you've got your NBC Sunday night team. And Ryan Ratke and Mike Golic are back for the Sunday night game.
Yeah, Packers-Bills on Sunday night. Tirico, Collinsworth, and Stark, of course, on the NBA side. And Radke and Golic seem to be that primary Sunday night Westwood One team as well.
All right, college football week 9 is here, and we drop generally on Thursday, so you'll have three games if you're listening on Thursday night, and a couple of three more games if you're listening on Friday, and then, of course, your Saturday slate. So, Phil, why don't you highlight some of the pairings?
Sure. Well, we mentioned Mike Cousins doing an NFL game on Sunday. Well, Thursday night, he'll be doing a game on ESPN2. That's Louisiana and Southern Miss. Also Virginia Tech, NC State on Thursday night as well. That's that Matt Berry team. Friday, you've got, you know, a handful of games as well. And then Saturday's a really interesting day once again in college football. And it kicks off with ESPN College Game Day. Mike is in Jackson, Mississippi for the Jackson State Southern University game. And Jackson State, as I'm sure everyone listening to this knows, is coached by Deion Sanders. And 7-0 this season, already off to another hot start. He's made some headlines with a little bit of controversy this season as well already. And this Jackson, Mississippi scene should be a wild one, as these fans are really pumped up about their football team under the direction of Deion Sanders. It'll be the first time that the show's been to an FCS campus since 2019, when it went to South Dakota State. And it'll be the first HBCU to host a college game day on campus. So big event this weekend in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, as far as the coverage of the actual game, and we touched on this a little bit when college game day went to App State about a month or so ago, the game actually will not be on linear TV, the actual game itself live. Now, there'll be a replay on Saturday night on ESPNU of the game, but the game itself will be on ESPN3 on the digital side of things. John Schriffen and Jay Walker on the call. So good opportunity for them. There'll be some more eyeballs on this game than usual, I'd imagine, due to the college game day promotion and hype. But a big day down in Jackson, Mississippi with this college game day rolling into town. I've read a couple things about already, even before college game day gets there, the impact of Deion Sanders and this football success has created all sorts of economic impact and, you know, record crowds at the games and that kind of thing in Jackson. So it'll be an interesting scene there on Saturday, and, you know, yet another new site for college game day.
Yep, and we got a great slate of games. There's some fun games, some good teams here as we're getting down the stretch run. What are we in, week number 9 of the college football season? So highlight some of your favorite pairings for this Saturday.
Sure, yeah, it's kind of wild how quickly the season's going past. The big noon kickoff game with Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt, and Jenny Taft, that's Ohio State, Penn State. There's a couple other big matchups in that noon window, including Notre Dame at Syracuse. You know, when Notre Dame's on the road, you know, that not necessarily an NBC game in those cases. So on ABC this time around with Joe Tess and Greg McElroy. TCU at West Virginia. I know you'll be watching this one, Mike. Bob Wischusen, former guest of the podcast on Play-by-Play for that one. And USF at Houston, that's the Beth Mowins game. So there's your noon window.
All right. And by the way, Compass Media, Greg Daniels is back with Tiki Barber. Our own TJ Rees had been manning the booth with Tiki the last couple of weeks. But Ohio State, Penn State, that's the Compass Media game there for the noon spot, 12:30, ESPN Rio. Mike Morgan, Freddie Coleman is getting a shot. I don't know that I've seen Freddie do any analyst work in the booth. Have you?
Yeah, it's my understanding this is his first time, you know, doing, you know, live game action. A very popular, and I'm sure you've listened to him a bunch over the years, Mike, you know, studio host and talk show host and that kind of thing. And, you know, he's being paired up with Mike Morgan, you know, veteran play-by-play announcer for this Miami-Virginia game. So cool opportunity for Freddie Coleman. I'm going to try to tune in a little bit and check that out.
That's a ESPN Radio. That's Miami against Virginia. ESPN Radio's got Mark Kestisher, a podcast veteran for us. He was back on the podcast a couple of weeks ago with Kelly Stauffer and Fitzsimmons. So it looks like that crew is doing an NFL game and a college game, and that is Florida-Georgia 3:30. So you don't see that often where the same team is doing NFL and college. I am right. They're doing Commanders Colts, right? Yes, we brought that up in the NFL segment.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll get out of Jacksonville safely, because those who aren't familiar with this rivalry, the world's largest cocktail party, it can be a little tough navigating those tailgate lots, getting out of there safe and sound and catching your flights.
Well, they need to get to Indianapolis by 1 o'clock the next day. So
that's right.
That's something to keep an eye on. We talked about travel last week on the pod, I think it was. So if you want to go back and listen to some of the travel situations, you can go back to last week's pod. But Kesher, Stauffer, Fitzsimmons, that trio is traveling together. Saw Mike Cousins. He's doing an NFL game Sunday, a college game Saturday for ESPN Radio. So those are there. Those are some of the things to keep an eye on if that's something. What about some of these later games? Who do you like?
Yeah, so that Florida-Georgia game, that's the big CBS game with Nestler and Danielson. And then as we move on, you know, we've been keeping an eye on all season on the Anish Shroff team. They've had a couple of really exciting games throughout the season. Will be interesting if they can keep that streak going with a couple teams that have struggled a little bit offensively, Northwestern and Iowa, but that's where Anish Shroff and Brock Osweiler are. Oregon at Cal, that's the Tim Brando game. And then as we move into the evening, the main ESPN team, the number one team of Fowler, Herbstreit, and Holly Rowe, they're going to be in Tennessee. Tennessee, of course, still buzzing after that big win over Alabama a couple weeks ago. And then heading into the night even later, you know, I love it as we get late into the evening on Saturday night. Pitt at North Carolina, that's 8 o'clock on ACC Network. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. Dave O'Brien on the play-by-play there. Stanford at UCLA, Mike Monaco on the call, who has actually been doing a bunch of hockey as well. He's going to have the call on Saturday night. And then San Diego State at Fresno State with Jeff Levering on play-by-play. Nevada, San Jose State with Dave Ryan. And then the midnight, Wyoming at Hawaii for the real degenerates who want to make it all back in one game. You'll have to find something called the Team One Sports app unless you've got some serious satellite dish that gets the Hawaii coverage. But that's Kanoa Lihi and the team out in Hawaii with that late night one.
All right. And on radio, Touchdown Radio, this is a fun one. They got Kentucky, Tennessee. That's the Fowler, Herbstreit, Holly Rowe TV on Touchdown Radio. It's our buddy Roxy Bernstein, who's been on the podcast, and Gino Toretto. We'll have to get Gino on the pod. He's on our radio station weekly. He does a weekly spot on Thursday nights. Gino Toretta, I think he kind of owns and operates that Touchdown Radio. That'd be a great story to hear because it's not like they're doing minor games, Touchdown Radio. You may not have heard of them with some of the other ones, but Touchdown Radio does a great job in producing these games. Roxy Bernstein and Gino Toretta on that game. That's Kentucky-Tennessee. That should be a fun game at Rocky Top. Learfield is at Sloan Martin, Mike Golic Jr. That's that national game that they do. Mike Golic Jr., by the way, was on our radio station Tuesday night. He was on our game night show. Westwood won. Sam Niederman and Ryan Leaf. Leaf has done a couple games here. That's Ole Miss and Texas A&M. And that's a look at what's on radio for college football. Baseball, here we go. World Series. And our area is amped up, Phil, for the World Series.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it's like up your way in the Philadelphia market, Mike. You know, exciting times for sure as the, you know, the Phillies won the NLCS. Now, the American League Championship Series, a four-game sweep. You know, I'm not sure if that's ideal for television. I know the John and TJ kind of broke that down a little bit as far as the ratings implications. But, yeah. The championship series in the book, some great calls along the way as well, and World Series coming up next.
Yeah, Joe Davis, by the way, is going to call his first World Series. Joe Buck had it for 24 years, but Joe Davis maybe already has his signature moment of his broadcasting career in terms of the baseball on Fox.
Hits one in the air, left center field, back it goes.
Joe Davis, John Smoltz, who you did not hear there because they let that thing breathe out, but the swing of his life, he nailed it.
I actually had a couple of colleagues, not Phillies fans, completely neutral parties, no stake in this thing, and they were sending me this call saying, hey, you've got to hear this Joe Davis call. This one's got to make the podcast, and I'm glad we gave it coverage here.
Yeah, and I also we have the Scott Fransky call that has gotten it has just been talked about a lot here. It's going to be very interesting to hear the difference in the local call and the radio call, which is the local radio call. I also have the national radio call. I think I can maybe pull that up. But you, when you get that call on the national level on television, this is the difference when you hear it locally on radio.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top!
Are you kidding me?
Oh! His 10th career home run in the postseason! And he may never hit a bigger one!
Wow!
4-3 Phillies in the bottom of the eighth inning.
It's crazy. Crazy. Worth every penny of that contract just for that.
All right. That is 94 WIP, the flagship station of the Phillies. You hear bedlam at the bank. The place is going crazy. That is Larry Anderson, his broadcast partner, who you hear basically, yes, yes, worth every penny. So you hear a stark difference in the national television call from the local radio call.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. The emotion, the raw emotion, that's what the fans want. That's what, you know, that audience, you know, it's got to be a vast majority of Phillies fans, no doubt. And, you know, it's that fine line of, you know, making the call and doing it professionally, but also showing your emotion. And, yeah, Fransky, as you have mentioned to me, Mike, you know, is becoming a bit of a cult hero around your parts.
Yeah, I mean, just to give some background, he followed the radio booth, Harry Callis, who was on television but still was kind of old school, where he did multiple innings of radio even towards the end of his career. And then when he passed away, they basically had to redo the announcing teams. And Scott Fransky was a guy that nobody really knew, and he came in. He's now been here since, I believe, 09 is when he kind of took over. And the Philly fan base, much like their teams, they are very passionate towards the announcers. These announcers hold such a special place in Philadelphia fans' hearts and their memories of the teams. That bedlam at the bank will live on forever. That's the kind of call. Joe Davis, swing of a lifetime, that sets it up on the national. And then Scott Fransky sets it up locally with bedlam at the bank. Citizens Bank Park is the name of the ballpark. That's where that bedlam at the bank fits in there so perfectly. So it was a really just an emotional call. There was a website here that was asking, actually the Phillies, it was the Phillies Twitter account, excuse me, that was asking people to send their reactions, their video reactions, and they were showing the feed of all these people's reaction to this home run, and it's just like utter joy. It's just, you can't even describe it. When the baseball team is doing good in your town, it's something different. In football, you go to the Super Bowl, but it's like this week buildup, and basketball's like every other night. Baseball's every day, and you're into it every single pitch of every single day. It's just a little different, and I thought that Fransky really encapsulated that. Let's take a listen to one more. This is the Spanish feed. Take a listen to this. Of course, we always enjoy giving you this sound.
El empate en primera. Aquí viene el lanzamiento, batazo de Harper para el left field. La bola se va, se va, se va. ¡Campanazo! ¡Campanazo! ¡Campanazo de Harper! Su quinto home run de la postemporada. Y los Phillies se van arriba. Cuatro carreras por tres. ¡Let's go, Phillies!
All right, break that one down for us, Phil.
Yeah, you know what I love about Spanish broadcasting of, you know, baseball, football, basketball, is it's okay to sometimes mix in a little Spanglish, you know, and get the English phrase in there as well. And, you know, hey, let's go Phillies. You know, that's a universal language, you know, some of these terms. And in fact, some of the terms, the actual terms of the sports themselves, there's not a translation sometimes. So they have to sometimes use the English word. But, you know, for someone who is hardly fluent in Spanish, knows a little bit from all my years down in Miami, it's always fun to hear the English words kind of mixed in to these calls.
Yeah, and we'll real quick, let me get the John Shambi was on ESPN Radio. I do want to get the national radio call.
Man at first. The 2-2. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. That one is back. Gone! Bryce Harper. It's a two-run homer. And the Phillies have the lead. 4-3.
Lot more.
Harper delivers.
A lot more quick and concise there on the national side. John Shambi, Harper delivers, but quick and concise.
Yeah, of course, and on the TV versus radio side of things, you know, you don't let it breathe quite as much. You know, you've got the benefit of those crowd mics and you want some of that ambiance, but at the same time, you know, your listener doesn't have the benefit of the picture. So you want to kind of keep it going, no doubt.
All right. World Series begins on Friday. You've got the Fox team. This is a new team for the World Series. We just heard them do the National League Championship. And then, of course, ESPN Radio, this will be Dan Schulman's last year. You just heard John Shambi on that call. Schulman calls it this year. Shambi gets it next year. He'll take over on ESPN Radio's National World Series call. Eduardo Perez, Jessica Mendoza, Buster Olney reporting. And as we mentioned, that Fox team, Joe Davis, John Smoltz, Ken Rosenthal, Tom Verducci on the World Series. And we got some John Sterling news.
Yeah, so, you know, it was reported in Newsday that John Sterling plans to return to the WFAN Yankees broadcast booth next season. You know, there was a lot of speculation this past season when Sterling cut back on his travel. And in fact, that, you know, the Yankees were using sort of a rotation of different guys to get them some time on this Yankees radio broadcast. Obviously, one of the, you know, more sought after jobs across Major League Baseball. Reports that Brendan Burke may have indeed kind of separated himself a little bit, you know, according to some of the scribes up there in New York. But Sterling says he's going to come back next season in at least some capacity. He's been calling Yankees games since 1989. He's 84 years old now, and he's been paired with Susan Waldman since 2005. So we'll continue to watch the Sterling story, but that's the latest there, that he'll be back next year on Yankees radio.
All right, give us a couple quick basketball notes for this week.
Yeah, one thing I noticed, I was able to get a chance to check this out earlier this week for a NBA on TNT game. Candace Parker is getting some work in the analyst role. You know, she's been used the last couple seasons in the studio quite a bit, and I think has done a really good job and well-received in those studio roles. But she's been in the booth with Kevin Harlan on play-by-play and Reggie Miller as the other analyst. Three-person booth, the parts of the game that I listen to, you know, that can be a challenge in basketball, you know, as far as, you know, getting both analysts in. But I'm curious as far as the TNT side, you know, whether, you know, is this the plan moving forward, the three-person booth, Harlan, Reggie Miller, and Candace Parker, or maybe they're getting her some reps, and then we'll pair her with another announcer as the season goes on and kind of the inventory grows and that kind of thing. So something worth keeping an eye on, Candace Parker now in that analyst role. We mentioned Kevin Harlan earlier. He continues to, you know, travel all over the place. This past weekend, he had a Sunday game. He had Monday Night Football in Miami. He had Tuesday NBA in Phoenix. So getting hectic for some of these guys when it comes to balancing the NBA and football, whether it's NFL or college football. Also want to give a shout out to this fairly new program that just made its season debut this year, NBA Crunch Time. And this can be found on the NBA app, and it's commercial free. It's free of charge. It's hosted by Jared Greenberg, who is a reporter for TNT as far as a sideline courtside reporter on NBA on TNT. And what it is NFL Red Zone NBA style. And these guys do an awfully good job actually bringing you the big moments in the final seconds of these games and that kind of thing. And they, the formula is very similar to Red Zone as far as moving around. But what it also gives you the opportunity is to check out some of these regional sports network NBA announcers, because you're, you know, they drop in to the feeds of these local broadcasts. So you're able to check out some of these other announcers along the way. So just wanted to give that a mention in case listeners wanted to check that out. NBA Crunch Time. And, you know, finally a new radio analyst and also studio analyst for a team, you know, close to my heart, the Miami Heat. Amy Audibert has taken over the radio analyst job. She's working alongside Jason Jackson. She most recently was with the Toronto Raptors as a courtside reporter. She's a former University of Miami basketball player. She's from Canada. Mike Inglis, who I worked as a stats guy for years, was the play-by-play announcer for decades for the Miami Heat. He's also from Canada. So I don't know if they've got some sort of pipeline going from Quebec down to Miami, but or Ontario rather down to Miami. But kind of cool to see Amy get that job alongside Jason Jackson on the radio side, and she'll be doing studio work as well.
All right. And then, of course, we got some national NBA broadcasts coming up this week and some NHL stuff that have some familiar names.
Yeah, you're likely listening this on Thursday, but you know the night before this podcast drops on Wednesday for the Brooklyn-Milwaukee game, there was a Stephen A. Smith alternate telecast. So maybe next week, we'll be able to chime in a little on that, how that went. You know, obviously these Manning cast type formulas continue to sprout up all over the place. And then on Friday, there's a couple games on, I believe, NBA TV on Thursday. On Friday, back to ESPN, Ryan Rucco, Jeff Van Gundy, Cassidy Hubberth on Indiana, Washington. And then the late game is Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and courtside reporter George Sedano for New Orleans Phoenix.
NHL, Bob Wischusen, who's been on the podcast, he'll be on Avalanche Rangers. He was on the call of that. I watched that game last night, or two nights ago. Tuesday. It was on Tuesday. We're recording on Wednesday. It drops on Thursday. So Bob Wischusen, if you missed his interview on the Announcer Schedules podcast, go back into the archives. And then Thursday, Friday, get the ESPN Plus. That's Blues Predators, Mike Monaco, who is doing some college games. We talked about his stuff. Kevin Weeks and Hillary Knight is between the booth, between the box there. And Friday, Jets, Coyotes, John Butchergrass, Brian Boucher, and Leah Hextall, an interesting team there on that Friday night. Those are the ESPN Plus Hulu games for NHL. And then we wrap up the week with what do we got here? Our excellent adventures are where?
Yeah, so, last week I did, in fact, make that trip up to Boone, North Carolina to work a midweek ESPN 2 game, Georgia State at Appalachian State. It was about 30 degrees there, Mike, at game time, but the student section was packed nonetheless, and there's still a bit of a fever up there at App State. I did get a chance to visit with play-by-play announcer for ESPN, Drew Carter, who has really been on the rise as of late, and I thought he did a great job on that game. And then this week, on the day this podcast drops, I'm actually going to go to Knoxville, Tennessee. So I'll be able to witness firsthand, kind of the excitement that's happening there surrounding the football program. I'm actually going to be there for a women's soccer game that's going to air on SEC Network. That's Tennessee and Vanderbilt. I'll be doing some work behind the scenes there. So if you're able to check out the SEC Network on Thursday night, Tennessee Vanderbilt, and if you hear anything numerical or historical, I'm probably the one providing that behind the scenes. But appreciate, our listeners kind of following our adventures as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and, I got my normal radio show 2 to 6 on 97.3 ESPN in Atlantic City, Monday through Friday. We're actually doing live shows on remote Thursday, Friday, Monday this week. We'll be out and about doing all sorts of Phillies and stuff. We got a couple appearances. I do my regular Monday on Good Morning NFC East at 7:20 on the Jacob Media YouTube channel. And Wednesdays on Birds 365. This past week I was on Unfiltered with Casey Stern, talking a little baseball with him about the Phillies. So as the World Series here, I might get some more appearances there. So just follow me at Mike Gill Show, and you can kind of follow me there. All right, there we go. We hit them all. Man, there's a lot going on. And as Phil mentioned, he's doing SEC Network stuff. You can always pop on ESPN Plus or one of these streaming, mostly ESPN Plus, though, and find a plethora of games. I mean, if college football isn't your bag on a Saturday, you can go to ESPN Plus and watch a soccer game or, you know, any other volleyball you can find. It's amazing that ESPN Plus offers all of these sports, and with that, offers so many opportunities for broadcasters to get out there and get reps. So keep that in mind. Always check the Sports Media Watch feed. Tell Me a Story I Don't Know with George Hoffman on Tuesday. The Sports Media Watch podcast with TJ and John Lewis on Wednesdays. And the Announcer Schedules podcast drops on Thursdays. Rate, review, subscribe, share, like, leave us a comment, ask questions, and we'll keep doing it as you guys keep consuming it. For Phil, I'm Mike. This has been episode 21 of the Announcer Schedules podcast here on the Sports Media Watch feed. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.